Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, nobody is really talking about a downtown Bills stadium, but for the media. I mean, the Bills aren't talking about that, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about that. That said, you know, the Perry neighborhood includes 12 vacant buildings. They're completely vacant. Those buildings are all brick. They are in close proximity to downtown Buffalo. We see a building renaissance occurring in downtown Buffalo. I think to really experience a renaissance, it has to include all the neighborhoods of Buffalo. And there's a lot of areas that are undercapitalized in terms of investment. I think that the Perry neighborhood and the vacant buildings that are there and the vacant units provide great potential for student housing or for just people that want to live near and perhaps work in downtown Buffalo. So I just would rather see those buildings filled with activity, with people, as opposed to deteriorating every single year, because it's all bricks and mortar. And they're not properly sealed, as you'll see. And when the weather, you know, gets into those buildings, you know, there's a tendency to expand and contract. And you see the deterioration of the foundation of that those buildings.
So would you like to see it, or could it stay? Low-income housing, or would you like to see that student housing?
Well, I think we have to make it affordable for everybody. It could be a mix of affordable housing and market-rate housing. Those buildings are only, you know, three stories high in most instances. They're not high-rises. They have potentially beautiful courtyards with the proper investment. I just, you know, put a request for proposal. Let developers and not-for-profits come in and say, hey, look, we've inspected these buildings. You know, if they're suitable for redevelopment, make a bid or make an offer and let the money be invested into the improvement of the existing housing that is there that is occupied. And the one thing that we know is the Department of Housing and Urban Development is not providing capital investment into their existing buildings. So I guess we have to be creative. And if we can derive some revenue that could be invested back into public housing, I think that's a good outcome for everybody. But vacancy and blight does not help anybody, and we shouldn't stand for it. You know, in a city that is, particularly in the downtown core, that has experienced great progress in terms of development. Not perfect, of course, but more investment than we've seen in a long time. And you talk to a lot of developers who have redeveloped some of these old historic buildings. They're moving into the neighborhoods now because there's nothing left in the downtown core. Well, this is something that's left in the downtown core that is vacant and deteriorating. I just think that we can get a better use for it.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.